Good evening, this is Gary Black with the KUAC NewsMiner Update. Fairbanks North Star Borough's Administrative Center remains closed today because of what officials describe as threatening communications. The Juanita Helms Administrative Center was closed Thursday night just as the Borough Assembly was starting to meet. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, no threat suspect has been publicly identified, but a local man suspects the situation is the result of his questioning borough authority.
Chris Ripple claims he's never threatened the borough. Ripple subscribes to sovereign citizen ideology, a perspective that does not acknowledge laws established after the U.S. Constitution. He considers borough taxes illegal and is fighting to keep the local government from selling off his foreclosed-upon property.
Some of the emails that I have been sending to them has been pointing out the law. All it is trying to educate them to the law that they should have to abide by, their law. And they take that as harassment. And that's, I mean, this whole thing where they're trying to build a case against me as I'm some kind of vigilante or something. They shut down the borough yesterday for the meeting. The same time, I'm sitting there with two troopers watching my house burn, and they knew it.
Ripple says the home he built himself in a rural subdivision north of town was found burning Thursday afternoon, 2 days before it was scheduled to be auctioned off by the borough. Ripple says he was in town when the fire started, delivering copies of a newspaper he co-publishes. Free the People AK questions institutional authority.
How they've been stealing from our communities. Stealing our wealth, stealing our lives away, stealing our human capital, our human energy away from us. What are you going to do? You know, either we need to stand up and try to educate people and hopefully call on enough of our community members to come alive, come awake to what's happening.
Ripple says that kind of talk generates backlash, and he suspects his house was set on fire by someone who doesn't agree with the paper's message. The North Star Borough called police to its Juanita Helms Administrative Center Thursday evening and closed the building just as an assembly meeting was supposed to start. Mayor's Chief of Staff Jim Williams says the actions were prompted by what he characterizes as escalating threats.
I cannot comment as to who the threats are coming from. I will tell you that they are targeted to certain individuals in our organization, and because of that, we are taking appropriate responses.
William says the borough briefly reopened the administrative center midday Friday, but closed it again after becoming aware of additional threats.
We're not sure what the scope and depth of it is. All I know is I have employees that have threats made against them, both overt and covertly. And I need to ensure the safety of my staff, and I also need to ensure the safety of the public.
Williams says the borough is developing a security plan so that the building can reopen soon.
We got to operate, so we may have to change our security.
Williams says the borough has postponed Saturday's auction of foreclosed-upon properties until a yet-to-be-determined date. No one had been arrested or charged related to the alleged threats as of early Friday afternoon. State troopers are investigating the fire that destroyed Chris Ripple's home. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.
The borough closure and evacuation is a developing story, and you can find updates throughout the night online at newsminer.com. The American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska and the group supporting Mike Dunleavy for governor filed a lawsuit Thursday challenging a state ban on advertising along highways. Alaska Public Media reports the lawsuit follows the State Department of Transportation recently removing political signs. Alaska has had a prohibition on advertising along state highways since 1949 when it was a territory. There are few exceptions, including for scenic attractions. The law bars all advertising within 660 feet of a highway, including interstates and other state-designated roads. The prohibition includes both public and private property. Governor Bill Walker was in Healy Thursday for Alaska Municipal League meetings and a bill signing. According to a release from Walker's office, the legislation, Senate Bill 215, targets improved responses to 911 calls. The bill, sponsored by Senator John Coghill and Representative Jason Green, allows municipalities to require the so-called enhanced 911 systems to aid responses to office buildings, hotels, or other locations where there are multiple phone lines. Enhanced 911 systems enable operators to pinpoint the locations of calls originating from multiple phone line systems, speeding response times from law enforcement, firefighters, and EMS. And for more on tonight's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Gary Black.